So the Maisa is like this. The moon turns around every month. The sun takes a year to go around the earth, right?
So no, means the earth goes around the sun.
Yeah. So now, right. So now, when January 15th, December 15th, and February 5th, December, January 5th, this has nothing to do with... There's no adifus of being the 15th. There's no meaning. The 15th, 16th, 17th, there's no meaning to it. There's no 29, there's no 30, there's no 31, there's no such meaning. I mean, someone once came to Avazna and said that my wife saw December 15th, she saw January 15th, she saw February 15th. So Avazna said, okay, you know, it's a fluke thing, but that's a vest. So then they told Avazna that it's not the truth. There's no meaning. There's absolutely no meaning when the sun is the 15th. There's no 15. By the moon, every month, it turns around. So every single...
One second.
Let me just finish. So by the moon, every single month, it turns around. So the 15th of the month, it's holding where it was holding last 15th of the month. So therefore, it could lead on the Isha to become, to see a period, whatever it is. But by the sun, it has absolutely nothing. No meaning. And he agreed, and he was chayzer from the Pesach. In the first year of Shevet HaLevi, he wrote down this thing. And then he was chayzer because there's no meaning to it. There's nothing to it. Right?
Every day it has a certain shadow. All currents of the planet has a direct shadow.
Right.
Well, you can't make a vest out of it.
2 days of the year have the same
shadow. Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because the sun is not... The sun takes a year to get back to where it was. The moon is every single month. So, because... We're not stumbling plopping over here. It's like this. So, the moon's months are 29... days and Yud Aleph Chalakim, whatever the exact number is. So the Chaydish, we don't make half days of a Chaydish. Rish Chaydish has to be a whole day. So since that's why most of the time it goes that Rish Chaydish is Yom Lamed, or it's Yom Aleph, which is 31, which is really, right? It means Rish Chaydish is day 31. Either Rish Chaydish is day 30, or Rish Chaydish is day 31. That means we're always... Since it's like 29 and a half days, so we're always missing part of it, so we go to the next one.
So normally
we do 29 full days and 30 is Rosh Chodesh, and then the next month is 30 full days and Yom Aleph is Rosh Chodesh. We do Yom Lam and Yom Aleph, but really, right, that's how you end up, you make a full day, that's normal. But sometimes there had to be Kaveya that they had to go ahead and make sure that the days were missing, days were coming. We made, let's say, twice in a row Male, twice in a row Chas, or whatever it is. Adarish and Adarsheni also is always complicated a little bit what you do. So therefore, the Maisa, we always waited, as Man Chazal, we always waited for Bezdin. So the Edom came to Bezdin and they said, we saw the moon, and then Bezdin's Mekadosh HaChadosh. Now let's see what's going on. So the Mishnah said...
You know, you have to say that tonight we say Talamat
Rafa. That's what you're talking about.
You thought I was giving a shiur and saying Talamat? Oh, I wasn't giving a shiur.
No, but today we have to... Tonight we say...
Oh, yeah, but Baruch should announce that.
Because there's no February 29th.
Yeah, I'm saying...
We don't have a Meir here.
Oh, we don't have a Meir... Oh. Okay.
They made the... to say the same Talamat Rafa.
There's no February 29th.
By Mincha?
Okay, fine. No, that wasn't what I was coming to do. I was coming to say the Gemara. The Mishnah said that Iber HaChaydash B'Shloisha. You need three Dayanim for Iber HaChaydash to be Ma'abed HaChaydash. Zakta Gemara, there are three things. There's Chishev, there's Machshav, there's to work out the Chaydash. Do you need to be Ma'abed the month? Do you need to extend the month this time? There is Kiddush. That Bezdin goes ahead and says, okay, Mekudesh, the Kodesh is Mekudesh. And then there's this third thing of Iber, the Bezdin should say, no, this month we're extending the month. So the Gemara says as follows. The Mishnah says, Iber HaChodesh, you need three Chishev Loiketani. It doesn't say, you need to be Cheshbin out the month. You need to make Cheshbinus in a month. Kiddush Loiketani, the Mishnah doesn't say that you need to be Mekadesh the month. Ela Iber. Just when you're extending the month, that's when you need to have three. Zakta Gemara, Iber Loyli Kacha Mamela Abe. Why do you need to be Mekadosh it? Don't be Mekadosh it. And by itself, if it's extended that month. You need three people to tell you it's extended. There's no way that the month is going to be more than 30 days. So why do we need Bezdin to tell us that this month is Mo'abur? If they weren't Ma'abur, if they didn't say that it's Mekudesh by day 30...
You have to say Mekudesh on day 31.
Why do you have to say Mekudesh? Ibud doesn't mean Mekudesh. We'll see, we'll get this. That's a bush. Ibud means that, okay, that this month is extended. Thank you, Bezdin. It's already day 30 and no one said Yalvi Yavu today. So obviously, it's the next day that we're going to say Yalvi Yavu. We don't need Bezdin to tell us if it's early, so we need Bezdin to tell you, okay, make this month early. But if it's not early, we don't need Bezdin. It's all given. It's only there's no like in the secular calendar, it can be 29, 30, 31. So there's an option of three. In the Jewish calendar, there's only 30 or 31, which is Aleph Shchedesh. Right? So if it wasn't 30, it's a default. So everyone knows that. So we don't need Bezdin. 28 also. So it can be 4 days?
Only once a year.
Okay, fine. So you see that, the Gemara is asking that you see, so why do I need, why did Mishnah say Iba Achadish B'Shalayisha? Why would I need Iba with three people? It happens by itself. So the Gemara, I'm Abayi, you're right. Tani Kiddush Achadish. Don't say Iba Achadish, say Kiddush Achadish, which means, if Bezdin saw they saw the moon that month early, so Bezdin has to go ahead and be Mekadosh the month to say today is the early month. Today you need to be Mekadosh the month early.
Yeah, but how often did that happen?
It basically happens every second month. But
they're calling that early.
They're calling that early because it's before.
It's not a mullet.
It's not a mullet. It's not a full month.
So 30 is not a mullet.
30 means that it was 29 days and 30 is Rosh Chodesh. That's not a month. That's a chassid. Because every month is really 29 and a half. So you're really missing in that month. That's why the Mailid has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh, really. The Mailid can be 2 days early. It means people think that you say Kiddush Levana, let's say Makbar on 7 days. You don't need to wait for Yom Zayin. You have to hear the Mailid. The Mailid could have been a day and a half before Rosh Chodesh. The Mailid has to do with the moon. Rosh Chodesh is when Mashiach around. So therefore...
The Mailid is always before Rosh Chodesh.
No, the Mailid can be a little after also.
Say three.
Well, it's
three of
Sanhedrin.
Three of the Bezalel Gadol.
Probably, it's not just three of judges. Yeah, huh? It just be three.
It's three of Sanhedrin.
No. The only reason why it could be 2 days before is because of
Rosh Hashanah.
You want to make
shtick,
that's why
I
had the rush.
Yeah.
Because we're making shtick, that's why we need three. Because sometimes okay. We build Adam.
Right. Okay. Right. Exactly. We don't listen to them. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So
we
kids.
We'll just convince them right. That they made.
Zokti Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, "Enochanami, you're right. For Ibu Achaydish, since you're extending it, so you don't need three people because there's no other time to do it if you're delaying it. But for Kiddush Achaydish, if you're doing it early, that's when I need three people. So that we put a bias into this thing. Kiddush Achaydish, Ibu Hashana B'Shleish. Do we make? Amar Yava, VaIbu Ktani. What's going on? You came along. Abayi came along. The Mishnah says Ibu, and you say, you know what? Say Kiddush. Well, you don't just switch words. To say chasuri mechser that the Mishnah is missing a word, then it makes sense. But to say that okay, it doesn't mean this; it means something else. The opposite from what it said, that's not normal. So how could you say it says ibu? Zakti Gemara Ela Mayrava. You know what? Kiddush b'yayim ibu b'shleisha. The yayim ibu is day 30. So if you mekadesh the shchaidish on the day of the ibu, the day of the malei, then you need three.
Achay ibu. I would have made it longer.
I would have made it longer. Then you need three. Achar Ibur, if it's a day that's after the Ibur, that means it's already day 31, Leka Kiddush, then you don't need to be Mekadosh. So now he's saying the same thing as Abaya, but he just put in the word, he stims the Mishnah with the word Ibur. Kiddush on the day of Ibur, it's a Chiddush Tataych, but that's like a Chesur Mechzer. If you Mekadosh it on the 30th day, then, because the 30th day could be Me'ober, could be that you are extending the month, or that day could be Rosh Chodesh itself. So that's a day of called, which is called Ibur.
So you then, have a on a potential day of Ibur.
Right, on a potential day of Ibur, then you need three. Because that day is a day that is a shaky day. Either it could be from the old month, or it could be from the future, in the new month. So when you Mekadosh on the day of the Ibur day, of a day that could be either or, then you need three. But if you mekadosh on the day after that, you don't need three. So the rabbi, the man Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadiki, this Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadiki, Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadiki, Oime, Em lo nireh bizmanei, if you didn't see it on its time, Em mekadosh on Isa. If you're doing it the day after, because in Shemayim they're Mekadosh, right? We don't need you Bezdin. We know that it's Mekudosh. Without you, it would work. If Nachman Amar, Kiddush Achar Ibur B'Shloisha. If you Mekadosh it after Ibur needs three, B'Yoyim Ibur Leka Kiddush. Nachman says, no, if you Mekadosh it early, we don't need to say Mekudosh. But if you Mekadosh it late, we need to say Mekudosh. Now why? We just explained how the whole thing is fakat. If you Mekadosh it early, then Bezin doesn't need to say Mekudosh. If you Mekadosh it late, Bezin needs to say Mekudosh. Why do you need Bezin to say Mekudosh? Mekudosh without Bezin. Umani.
No, fakat, we said if you Mekadosh early, Bezin has to say.
Right, now the Gemara is saying fakat. Right. So what's this about? Umani, Plimoy, this is Plimoy. The Tanya, Plimoy, Aime. You ever heard your name Plimoy? It's a Greek name, right? Plinimus? Plimus? Today this
lesson?
Okay. Plimoy Aime, Bizmanoi ain't Mekachin, I say. When it's in its time, it's early, you're not Mekadashit. Shalei Bizmanoi, when it's not its time, it's late, Mekachin, I say. Why? Because Rashi explains that we gave Chizik. We want to give chizik to something which is bismanai doesn't need chizik. Something shalei bismanai, even though you know to make your shchaydish, still we want to give chizik to something which is shalei bismanai. A very interesting thing. Bezin needs, we wait for Bezin to say mekudosh. Why?
I don't know if Bezin is mekadosh shchaydish. What do I do on day 30?
No.
Is it shchaydish or not?
No. Bezin's going to send the shluchim and tell you that's shchaydish, but they don't need to sit and say mekudosh, mekudosh, mekudosh. Well, they're gonna do whatever they have to do, but to be mekadosh it, we didn't have to be mekadosh.
So
the
Gemara. Why did the Gemara come out Abaye's pshat then?
Huh?
We could have eliminated the whole Abaye based on this. Meaning, when the Gemara asked originally, "Lo l'kitchem mei l'amer," right? The first Gemara.
Right.
This plimus teretz.
Yeah, because it's a chiddush.
Right. That's meaning. What's the teretz to the teretz? Meaning, what's the pshat on this?
This pshat is
no svara. Why?
This pshat is right. No svara. You're just telling you new chiddush that the pshat is that. That we Bezin's being mekadosh. It's true.
There's no reason for it.
But now to say mekadosh, 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 we want to be mechadik something which is shalei bezmanai. So shalei bezmanai, we want to be.
According
we want to be.
To Plima, you wouldn't say al v'yavo on the ma'ariv okay.
of the first one. Right.
And but we pass it out like
Plima. Okay. Yeah, we don't pass it. So now on the first one.
On the first.
Because right, they wouldn't know you.
Because they weren't mekadosh yet.
Let's say you forget.
But that's what I was saying before.
When is Rosh Chodesh? When do I feed? When do I?
Tyson,
there's a
different reason.
No, Bezin's going to send people out.
No, because they can't. Because you're going to dive in mire before they can come away.
Yeah.
Anyway, who says Bezin says tonight?
That's why if you forget Yal V'Yavo.
How do we ever say it?
You're not Mekadosh.
When
Bezin doesn't say a word tonight. Because
then you won't have mine.
No, he's asking a very good question. Always.
For 31.
For 31 makes sense. Oh, no.
For 30, how do we ever know?
How do we ever know by 30? He's asking a very good question. How do we ever say Yalav Yalav by 9:30 by the short month?
Because we have a calendar.
Forget the calendar. He wants to know Bezman Chazal. How do you ever say Yalva Yalva?
I don't know what's going to do tomorrow.
We never did.
That's the secret. You never did.
So on today, because we have a calendar.
Today we have a calendar, as we know.
What about the day of Mikdash? Where they bring a carbon?
What?
You didn't say it
the next day. The next day you knew. You didn't bring a carbon at night.
No, it's just at night.
Right.
What, even by day?
Yeah, sure. They saw it by night. They ran to Bezin and they didn't know. So now, what? Molly was that the 29 and a half, ended up, right. Molly means that he had 34 days and Mishchaydish was the next day. That's what we have. Now, who made the calendars today to know that everything's, they have calendars now till Mesh Mashiach?
No!
What did he say?
He said it.
Who? Ben Gurion?
The Gregorian calendar is a Gaius calendar.
We preempted the calendar. They took a lot from our
Yeah, the kids.
Especially
St.
Patrick's Day.
So which Bezin sat down and made achrayas and said, and why didn't they do it Bezman Chazal? If we had someone that was able to do it, so why Bezman Chazal couldn't they do it? Right. No, but it wasn't Stav Mitzvah. We took away it. It was times. I mean, you see the Cheshbonis.
Cheshbonis was supposed to be ordered about the oil regal.
That's what we have to
Who made up the calendar? As it's a Torah? As it's a Torah?
No, Shmuel, no?
No, about it, yeah. Yeah, Shmuel. Yeah. Right. Okay, fine. Okay, Bekitza, we'll get to Masechet Hoshana Midrashim, it gets a little complicated. It's not so complicated. So now.
And he can dance.
No, but a regular calendar today follows as a Torah calendar. As a Torah is the original calendar. And Henkin was very strong on
the... verified
what's what. Yeah, I'm not saying he wasn't Mechadish, I'm just saying, but so today a normal calendar is always following, you know, in the shuls, the mall, they had those long papers and...
You can still get...
But we have it, that's more, yeah, something.
No,
yeah.
You can still get the big one.
Yeah, yeah.
But just then you have to subscribe and pay the money.
Okay. Okay. Sagt die Gemara weiter.
Rivashi
is the third head. It's la'olam chishav ktana. Really, not ibur, not kiddush. It's talking about to be mechashav, to cheshbon out the days. U'may ibur, what it says ibur, chishav the ibur. Cheshboning out when they should be ma'abur. But I did the kabbalah, listen to ibur, listen to ibur ashana, since it needs to say, ibur ashana, tana nami, ibur chaydush. It says ibur chaydush. Right? So we're telling you that it really means chish of the Iber. We're putting in a word. Don't say Iber, say chish of the Iber. The machshav of being ma'abe, you need three people.
Right,
it's a chesur mechzer. That we can do. Zakh Gemara, tell an ami, an ami bechash. Chish of chaydash in, kiddush chaydash loy. So light this man, light your vashi. It comes out that you're only mechashav, but kiddush you're not. Mani, Rebbe Lezi, that's Rebbe Lezi, Tanya, Rebbe Lezi, I'm a bein bezmanay, Bein shalay bezmane ein mekachnas. They never say mekudish. She never mekidash to mishnas hachamishim shana. Vayoyvu mekadosh at shana mat mekadosh. Years you mekadosh. We have to mekadosh chadoshim. You're not mekadosh chadoshim. That's what. So we have three. Let's say we have three taichin in this mission that said iba achaydish. Either taka means iba achaydish. That's plimay, or it really means kiddush achaydish, or it means chishuv. So we have three things that bezin does. And the Mishnah either means any of them.
But we had that someone was the best at Chishuv was a guy who didn't let him. He used to go Chutzlar to do Chishuv. One person. So
you see that? You mean you have to be a special?
Yeah, but you see that one person could do Chishuv.
That's not the Mandam. That's not the Mandam. That's not the Mandam.
What?
It's Mechlek Zaman.
Every other month we did not say.
Yeah, but
in the Mikdash we didn't do that. It's a minute we waited until Adam came and we...
It's Rabashi. It's Rabashi. Sure.
Okay.
Oh,
since it's the next right. Part of the mission is Ibashan. Yeah. We said already Ibachaydish. Ibashan is meaning adding a month. Adarishan, Adabez. Once we spoke about Iber, we said Iber over here also.
When you have to memorize things, you don't want to have to memorize things.
No,
you
want to say Iber.
Why is Shana the
Iker
and Chodesh is like the
tough one? No, it's not the Iker. By Shana, you can't use the word.
Oh,
you can't. Yeah. Okay, I think we'll... Should we do the Rashi's or we should first finish the Amid and then go back to Rashi? If we leave it. So we'll finish the Amid and then we'll go back to Rashi.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
Yeah. If Shimon Gamliel, I'm Vishleish. If Shimon Gamliel says that you go ahead, this is talking about Iba Shana. You start with three. When you ma'aba two adders, when you add an extra adder to the year. So you start with three, then you go to five, you extend to five, and then you end up by seven. Yeah. Zag Gemara, Shimon Gamliel Amar B'Shloisha. Tanya. Ketzad, Amar Shimon Gamliel B'Shloisha. Ketzad, Amar Shimon B'Shloisha. Maschilin, you start with three. U'v'chamisha Naisim V'Naisim. You handle with five. V'gomim B'Shiva. And you end up with seven. So you really needed seven by this Bezdin to know to be Ma'abed Hashana, to add Adah.
So what did the Shlosh do?
Gemara is going to say? So the Gemara like this. Echadai Malayshev. One person says, yeah, let's be Ma'ayin. Let's sit down and be Ma'ayin if we should be Ma'abed the year. We should extend the year. Mishnayim em Loyleshev. That means three people get together, not me, you and him. It has to be the three people that know what's going on. They get together and one of them say, let's sit down and we really have to be ma'ayin to ma'abed the year. And two say, no, we don't even have to sit on this. It's clearly not an Iber. We're not going to be ma'abed. We're not going to put two adas to this year. Batal, yachid, b'miyutai. The yachid's batal, and we don't listen to him at all. We stop, we close the case, and there's no listening. We're not going to be ma'abed. Shnayim, I'm in Leishiv. Two out of the three say, no, let's go and be ma'ayin. And one of them say, no, we do not have to. So then we have two that are saying, yeah, we should be ma'aber. So my sifan aleim oichnaim, we add another two to this bezin. So now we have five. The naisiv and naisiv medava, we start clang. Should we be ma'ayin? Ma'aber, shouldn't we be ma'ayin? Start clanging this thing. So now, what came out? Shnaim and mitzicha, two say that we should be ma'aber this year. And three say we should not be ma'aber this year. But lo shnaim miuta. Two of them are bottom. We knock the two out, and we're not ma'aber this year. If three say you do need, and two say you don't need, we add another two. Like this, we end up with seven, and now seven, we started with three, we got to five, and if Rav of five said we need to be ma'aber, we end up with seven, that we make the Ibra Hashanah, we have seven people sitting, to make the Ibar Hashanah.
What happened to four said to the Ma'aber when they had five? So that sure. If you're Maisif, you already have the decision. Why should you be Maisif?
No, Maisif is just that you should have five, or you should have Rav. Oh, you mean you had already four. Yeah, but I need Rav of a Bezin. And I need Rav of seven.
Let's say you have a perfect three.
Doesn't make a difference. I need Rav of seven. I need seven. For this, you really need seven. The Maskana has to be seven. We're just telling you how to play with it. But the Maskana needs seven. Four of seven.
Not
like you said, good.
Four out of five
is also not good. We need four out of seven. We need seven. Huh? Us. Because we don't need to bother seven people. We don't have to start with it. Right. You may not need it. So, Gemara, Hani Shleisha, Chamisha, Beshiva, connected me. Where do we have this? Three, five, seven. Where do we have such a number? Think about Yitzchak ben Achmeni, Vechadi Ime, Yitzchak Achmeni, and another person. Who's that? Umanim, Shimon ben Pazi. Ve'amila, some say, Shimon ben Pazi, Vechadi Ime, with another person. Where do you have a Bechus Kainim? First you say, Yavech Hashem Yishmecha is three, Yavech Hashem Panam Elecha V'chanecha is five, Yishmecha Panam Elecha V'chanecha is seven. That's why we have three, five, and seven. V'chadam, Kenegat Shloisha Shoy Me'asaf, Chamisha Meroya Pnei HaMelech, we'll see in Rashi the Pesukim, and Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech. That means that by Malchus you see this Musig of three, five, and seven. So too over here, when you be mechash of the Malchus Shemayim, adding another month, something to punish them. So therefore, we give 3, 5, and 7. Tanya Rabbi Yosef, Hani Shleisha Chamisha Mishluva Keneged Shleisha Shem Yosef. We just said Chamisha Rabbi Ben Amel, Shuvu Rabbi Ben Amel. Amalei Abay Rabbi Yosef, Sabay told Rabbi Yosef, Adi Idna My Time Alei Parish Tamay Hachi. Why did we have to ask you who is it against? Why didn't you just tell it to us? Amalei Hu Lo Yavi Dan Tzichisu. I didn't know you needed. Did you ever ask me something I didn't tell you? How about if I would have known? I said you knew it by yourself. If I would have known that you would have wanted to know, I would have told you. I just didn't know that you wanted to know. Now they asked me.
The card for 3, 5, and 7?
Yeah. Okay, now we can see the rashes. Yeah, so why don't you tell me? Why did I have to ask you for? Just tell you.
So what did they do before they had the Megillah? They didn't Megillah. Have all 3,
Which
5,
Megillah
7.
Are you?
What?
Oh, the Megillah. Oh. No, so this is all asmachtas to know such a Muslim. Yeah. Dr. Rashi, Chishuv like Tani. It doesn't say Chishuv. The name of the Tzarek Shleish Lechashev, we need three to work out in Mi'abes HaChadosh. The Bechushman of Italia, it's Tali in the Cheshman. Afa Pich Tzarek L'Abra, you need Mi'abek Goyim Yishum Yiraka, Mishamasi, you know what that is? Yaakov Mishamasi. Mishamasi, you know what that is?
Otherwise, they won't have fruit ripe.
Fruit. That means that's really that if it'll be 2 days, if it'll be Yontif next to Shabbos, sometimes the fruit, they won't have the fruit ripe because they can't cut it for 2, 3 days. And Rosh Hashanah, also if you have Yom Kippur, people that die, if Yom Kippur is next to Shabbos, then you're going to have a mace. They're out there for 2 days. We didn't want to do that. Today they have no problem. They keep Mason as a this device for that itself. Yeah.
It's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah.
Going right now. What?
Bush died.
Bush died?
Yeah. No, the first Bush.
Oh.
Whichever one, the old one.
It was Pescafour.
It was
Avisar. You get like 3 days in the state, 3 days in Washington, 3 days. It's like a whole week of not being married. The guy's tortured.
I'm
tortured. He lies here and he lies there. Yeah.
They don't know. They're talking. They wouldn't want to do it either. Right? Still, you need a cheshbon. You do not make the Ibur of the year, it doesn't mean Ibur of the year, it means Ibur of the Chodesh, less than four times a year. You try not to do more than eight. You don't have more than eight males. We don't do nine. It comes out that the moon, the male is going to be 3 days before Rosh Chodesh. It's going to look like a lie. If it's going to be 2 or 3 days, the limit, the most you can have is that the Melech should be 2 days before Rosh Chodesh. Rashi said why? Because the Mechzikah Shikr. What?
You can't see the
Mechzikah. What? Right. Right, yeah, that's what it said. Looks like a lot. The Tami Ba'inchi, people are going to wonder, hey, what's going on here? How can I see the moon within Rosh Chodesh? Kiddush like Tani, the name of the Tzelech, Gimel HaKavah, says Rosh Chodesh, B'Eidah, B'Leim HaKudosh HaKudosh. You need to say three people to say HaKudosh. Ali'iba HaKudosh, Mashmash HaShalach Shalash, Shalayim HaOba HaKudosh. You need three people to say HaOba. Amir Zulama, it's automatic in B'Yash Chodesh. Why do you need three people? It's like, Yash, Leil HaKach, B'Yam Shalash, Amela. Well, Mela, Kimetra Kishin Leil HaMalcha, Me'aba HaKudosh. If you cash it the next day, it's a Mala, it's going to happen by itself. Shalva D'Yam Shalash, and Basay, Shalash. If you pass the 30th day, so obviously, it's going to be Chodesh. It's normal for the Tana to switch the Gisa, the Chasid Teva, to be missing with it. They shikra by forgetting. Interesting. Chasui Mechzer, Rashi's Taichi means it's forgotten. It was forgotten to write. The Fugadim Shad is that they thought you'll understand it without it. Forgotten to write. It's like interesting. I will ain't nichlev l'tana ben gisus kiddush gisus iba. But to switch a word, for them to have a different word, it's hard that the Tana said. But to say that the Tana forgot.
The Tana said Baal Peh. They wrote it later.
I'm saying, so the Rebbe should forget the word?
Yeah. It wasn't the Rebbe. It was the Talmud that said it over. It became the Rebbe.
I'm saying,
it's like that with us to get us to speak.
Say it.
That's what the Tana used to be.
I understand, but to say that on a Tana is good. Okay, whatever. Yeah, I'll just let the Gemara.
That's why they had Gemara after the Tana. They were having
people forgetting.
The right years, it won't be 5 yards. I'll come.
It's been a brisa. The Yom Yibu. Yom Shleishim Shemim Menu Nasa Chaydish Mo'obik Shreitz and Laber. The Kiddush Be Yom Yibu Kaim Chaydish Chasa Sh'ava. Tzorach Shleish L'Kadish Shchaydish Nitu Abo. Yom Nam L'Chaydish Shava. L'Achi Yibu Masa Chaydish Shava Malek. The cover is Chodesh B'Yom Lamed Ve'Echad. Ain't nothing by Mekudesh Mekudesh. If you Mekadesh it the 31st day, you never say Mekudesh Mekudesh. B'Zman B'Yom Lamed Tadas B'Yom Lamedu. In a Chodesh Levan Apachas Mechav Tetz Yom Mechza. The Tov Shin Tzad Gimel Chalakim. So Chalakim is not a second. When they say Chalakim is not a second, it's a lot less than a second. Shekrakachu B'Shemayim Bezin Shalamadim Esma. Bezin was Mekadesh yesterday. Plimayim B'Zman Mekadesh Nesu. She'ain Tzach Lasas Chizik Gedava. She B'Zman Bo. It's in its time. So we don't need to make Chizik. Chishev the Ibu, the Chashev in Yabu, the Ibu Kiddush, Savatani, then Lechach, the Kedusha, the Malib, the Chas. You don't even make Kaddish and Amalik, the Lots of Shimon, the Kamal, the Tani, Ibu Ashana, the Avinami Chishev, the Ibu Ashana, the Hassam, the Sagi. Over there, you don't need like Tani, Ibu, the Amira, Boy, Shikachi, Ada, Shani, the Shem Ada. The Shaskim, the Mele, the Shem, Nissan, Mikva. If they're going to be keep quiet, then it's automatic going to be Nissan. So we need them to tell you that it's Ada. Tanami Chadish Ibu. We don't need any, not Kiddush, not Me'uba, we don't need, we just need the Cheshbainus, that's all we need. Shana Mata Mekadosh, Nashal Yoivu, Kal Yoivu, Vyoivu, Mekadosh, and Bezna Shem Yoivu, Echadem Meleishev. One person said, let's sit on this, let's see if we should be Me'abed the year this year. Echadem Meleishev, Me'tzach, Leishev, La'ayim, let's be Me'ayim, Tzich, La'abed, Shana Zu, Ne'ovev, Vayat Kufis. I pay us Ilanis because the times, it means that you needed, if we wouldn't be Ma'aba this Adar, Pesach would be freezing. Right? And we can't have Pesach cold. Not because we can't work outside.
You need Aviv.
Because it's Aviv. You need Chodesh Aviv. Right? You need to start what?
You have the Omer.
Right? You need the Omer. You need to be able to cut it. You need to have something. So you can't go ahead and have Pesach in the middle of the winter.
From your problem with Oil Rego.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So therefore, that's why we added an Adar. We don't need to sit bezin on this. There's no Safik. They say that for sure you don't need ma'aba. Batal Yachad b'miyuta. Well, Yeshu Chamisha at Oyedel at Ayin b'davu. We don't need to say, okay, let's have five people to be Ma'ayin, because since two out of three said that we don't need to sit on this, we don't sit on it. Shnayim Amleish Vechad Amishleish 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 Vechad To handle, we need five. If we can massive and Hashem, come on, five, Shasha, Kanish, 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 we see there's such a thing as 3, 5, and 7. Gimel can I get Shemir Asaf, it's at Kiyo, Kabagalas, the Mizadin, Vasa Namishkach, Chamisha, Mirai Pnei Melech, Shweish, Ashkan, Shiva, Sari, Paris, and Mother, Ibu Shanim, Kisisa, Mach Shemaim, Uliyash, Shedashanim, Amachonim. Fine. Fedech, Hanukkah.